You're listening to the November Patreon update here on Raccoon Radio. This is the audio reading of the update. You can also read the update in text form right in the same post. I apologize for ambient noises in the background, such as cars passing by. I'll try to keep them to a minimum. Hey you! Cars! Piss off! That'll do it. Hey there, it's time for the November update. A little overdue, obviously. I hope you'll indulge me in explaining why. It started off with assisting a local VR dev group with their booth at a nearby game developer expo. I primarily helped with demoing Vive hardware for a short time, but it reminded me, oh yeah, I really like this stuff, don't I? About 2 months ago I had to move some household items into my Vive space, and with other things eating up my time, I hadn't been able to reclaim it. There really wasn't room to put anything elsewhere, so a lot of sorting had to be done. The other day I was finally able to hook my Vive back up and use VR again. It was a great feeling. But then it gets more complicated than that. A job opportunity came my way, and things went fast from application to interview to onboarding. It starts in about a week, and I'm incredibly nervous about it. It's going to eat up a fair bit of my time initially, but it will bring some much-needed stability to my life. So, how does this fit in with the Patreon? Well, as I've said before, this Patreon was to buy time, in a sense. I really appreciate everyone who supported me thus far. Don't doubt that for a moment. With other obligations and fighting some emotional problems, I haven't had the useful time to generate enough content to drive people here like I'd hoped. I think I've also annoyed much of my existing follower base in the process. I tried a lot of different ways to drive people to it, at a time when the people likely to sign up were reevaluating and cutting down on their existing Patreon donations. I got a lot of bots and fake signups, and a few people that weren't satisfied with the rate I was able to get content out. I get the latter. It's no secret that my work has come in fits and starts. It's been very hard to focus with the way my life has been. And yet, the Source Filmmaker animations I've mentioned in older updates, they've been in the back of my head this entire time, and I still feel bad they're not out yet. I mean, really bad. I've even been struggling with a little jealousy, seeing people get a fair bit of attention with some iffy SFM works I know I could beat if I was just able to focus on it. But opening SFM sort of feels like a regression at this point, which isn't true, but it's blurring my focus from game development. I'm also trying to work beyond parody characters, and there really aren't that many furry SFM models I know of that fit that mold. At any rate, the Patreon isn't shutting down. I've been thankful for your support thus far, and I'm not about to throw that away. The new job may initially eat time, but things will settle down, and I'll be on a better course than before. Of course, I plan to continue crediting my patrons whenever it's feasible, giving you an early heads up as to what's going on, getting your input, and so on. That being said, with everything going on, Labyrinth, the maze game, stalled. I've been wanting to make a post about it, but not until I had something visual to show you to give you a clearer idea of it. As it is, I've decided to scale things back down a bit. I was encouraged after finding and completing the dynamic maze generation tutorial, the one I modified and shut off previously, but that could be a lot of trouble to validate results, adding tricks and mechanics that wouldn't be unsolvable, such as a locked door with an inaccessible key, and so on. The idea is not gone for good, as I intend to revisit Labyrinth at a much later date, and remake it in some capacity. But I need to get completed projects under my belt, so people can at least get an idea of where I'm going with things. One other side note, a small one. Patreon has added the ability to schedule posts. This means I can write up content on my own time, and set it to show up at a reasonable hour, instead of my crazy nocturnal hours. I suspect a few of you annoyed by 4 a.m. posting notifications will appreciate that. That should wrap it up for now. That was a lot to cover, I know, much of it personal. So I appreciate you sticking with me through this. I would like to get the Labyrinth pitch post up next week, so please look forward to that. If you have any questions or suggestions, feel free to add them in the comments section below. Thanks for listening!